This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is J. Christian Adams, former prosecutor at the Department of Justice. He is now affiliated with Pajamas Media. He's also made headlines in recent days by testifying before the U.S. Civil Rights Commission, in which he said the Department of Justice, under the leadership of Attorney General Eric Holder, has no interest in prosecuting black Americans if they violate the rights of other Americans to vote. And he also alleges that they have no interest in cleaning up the voter rolls in order to make sure vote fraud is as unlikely as possible. And Christian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, the original story here broke, of course, from alleged voter intimidation by a group of Black Panthers towards white voters in Philadelphia. And in your testimony before the commission, you basically said that your superior said they had no interest not only in this case, but in prosecuting African-Americans against people of other races when their voting rights were endangered. Did they give any explanation for that?
Of course. There's lots of explanations why this is the case. I talk about this in my Pajamas Media piece, and one of them is people don't think that the civil rights laws, which were intended to benefit African-Americans, should be used against African-Americans. And that you saw that whenever there was going to be election coverage in Mississippi, and a supervisor in the section said, "Can you believe we're going down there to help a bunch of white people out?" That was the quote that I gave under oath. That's one of many, many examples of this open hostility toward race-neutral enforcement of the law. And hopefully it's not something that America would agree with.
Was this blatantly stated? Was it in veiled language, or was it just right out there?
No, it was plainly out there. I mean, this isn't par for the course. I detail a lot of this in my Pajamas Media piece, and I testified about it under oath yesterday. There is a pervasive hostility to using the voting rights laws against the original beneficiaries of the Voting Rights Act. The civil rights groups are hostile toward an equal enforcement of the law, and they want the Civil Rights Division to do their work as opposed to everybody's work.
What answer did they give to you when you, I would assume, suggested that the laws ought to be applied equally?
Well, this has been an ongoing debate for years in the Civil Rights Division, and there's different camps. Some people think that they should be applied equally, and others don't, and sometimes the camps don't get along, and sometimes they do. But right now, one camp is winning.
In terms of the Bush administration, because you worked under them as well, how was it similar? How was it different to the fight that you witnessed over the last 18 months?
That's very different. Under the Bush administration, all laws were enforced against any defendant, regardless of the race of the defendant and the race of the victim. There were not many cases, but there were some cases brought in voting and, I think, education to protect the rights of non-traditional racial minorities. Or different races from race discrimination. Those cases were criticized openly. Those cases were ridiculed in the media as man bites dog stories, and you won't see any more of those cases now.
We're talking with Christian Adams, former lawyer at the Department of Justice. Now he's with Pajamas Media. And before we move on to the whole voter rolls issue that you also brought up yesterday before the commission, just inform our listeners about the strength of the case against the Panthers in Philadelphia. The clear implication when the charges were dropped is that there wasn't much of a case. What did you actually learn?
Yeah, well, the defendants never even showed up. If you look at the pleadings and the court records, there were no pleadings filed. It's like blowing off a speeding ticket. And so they didn't even appear. They didn't do anything. So the court entered default against them, and at that point it pretty much becomes a slam dunk when you don't even have someone fighting. And that's the point that the case was dismissed.
The other issue that you brought up, and I know raised a lot of eyebrows yesterday, was how the Justice Department currently, apparently, as you see it, has no interest in cleaning up the voter rolls, making sure that felons aren't allowed to vote. People who have died or have moved aren't on their previous local jurisdiction voting rolls. Provide a little more background on that. What exactly does the law say, and what has been this administration's perspective on it?
Well, everybody probably remembers when Motor Voter was passed in the 1990s. One goal of Motor Voter was to get everybody registered to vote that was eligible, and the other goal of Motor Voter was to make sure that only eligible people were on the voter rolls. During the Bush administration, guarantees for both of those protections were brought through litigation. And during this administration, there was an explicit instruction given in November of 2009 that the provisions relating to cleaning up dead people, cleaning up duplicates and ineligible felons was simply not going to be enforced.
And what reason was given for that?
Well, because it didn't do anything to increase turnout. It was a barrier to the vote ballot box and not something that helped people vote.
Who is it supposedly a barrier to?
Well, that's a good question. If somebody, for example, is improperly removed, and they go to try to vote, then they obviously won't be allowed to vote. So the people who are against enforcement of this provision of the law think that too many people will be improperly removed. Well, of course, that's nonsense. You just properly remove people. But they aren't interested in bringing any cases in states where they aren't being properly removed because they said they're not going to do it.
How easy or difficult is it to verify if someone should or should not be on the voting rolls?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to do it. It takes some work, but states are doing it all over the country. But if you say you're not going to enforce the law, if you make that lawless statement, then we'll never know whether they're doing it good or not.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Christian, but based on the fact that they don't want an accurate voting roll, does that suggest that they're endorsing on some level voter fraud?
Well, I don't know if they're endorsing it, but I'll tell you one thing. If you have a lot of ineligible people on the rolls and you turn a blind eye to it, you're certainly not discouraging voter fraud. You're certainly going to make it easier.
How often do people wrongly assume others' identities in order to vote in elections they otherwise shouldn't be participating in?
No, of course there's a problem. I detail these at my website, electionlawcenter.com, all the time, where just in Wisconsin it was found that a number of felons voted illegally there in the presidential election. This goes on all over the country. There's at least three stories I've posted in just the last 2 weeks of guilty pleas in voter fraud. Actually, more than three. There's a whole lot more than three.
We're talking with Christian Adams. And last question, Christian, before we let you go, I'm sure you've heard this time and time again, especially over the past couple of days. Those who are not happy with what you're pointing out say, well, he was appointed during the Bush administration. He now works for a right-leaning media outlet like Pajamas Media. So this is a political effort on your part and not necessarily rooted in the facts. How do you respond to that?
The only people in all of this debate that are political are the political officials of the Justice Department. I'm not political. As a matter of fact, Pajamas has posted all of my personnel files, all of my awards, all of my annual review. It's posted statements from people who used to supervise me saying I was one of the most hardworking and impartial attorneys in the whole section. So, I guess when you don't have the facts on your side, you smear the messenger.
Christian, thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Christian Adams served for over 5 years as an attorney for the Department of Justice. He's now with Pajamas Media. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.